You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore, in from Hollywood. The world of private equity, the hedge funds, the venture capital, the people pouring a ton of money into startups, the risk can be huge and so can the reward. If you want a piece of this world, you've got to be what's known as an accredited investor. And what does that mean? It means rich, okay? You have to be rich is what that means. You have to make $200,000 a year or more, or be worth $1 million, not including your house. Those are the rules. But now the SEC is changing the rules. It's saying you could become an accredited investor through your expertise or professional certifications. Arlen Hamilton, founder of the venture capital firm Backstage Capital, has been pushing for changes that could reduce the racial wealth gap. She told my colleague Molly Wood that, after all, anyone old enough can make a bet in Vegas and lose it all, so why not in the casino of private equity?
The idea that just because somebody has figured out how to have a salary or income that's $200,000 or more, that should allow them to make investment decisions more so than someone else who doesn't, that's just really odd to me. It's like elitism at its like core. And I think originally, and I think maybe earnestly, the idea is to protect those who do not have a lot of extra capital from perhaps investing too much money or losing money in a very risky asset class, which is that startup and that private equity and that venture world. But there are ways to do that. There are ways that are already being used, like having caps on how much you can spend on investing in a given year.
It seems like there's an argument that that creates a more vibrant ecosystem across the board. More people have opportunities to invest, but they also may invest in a broader set of companies that would otherwise have a hard time raising money.
This is exactly right. You said it perfectly. If you think about things like the PayPal mafia, these are the people who made a lot of money from PayPal. They're the same old, and then they invest in the same old, and there's just pattern matching that just continues. I've invested in 150 companies, and I can tell you firsthand how much of a difference it makes to have someone on the check writing side making decisions who looks like you, who you can relate to, and who has gone through some similar things.
And then what about awareness? Even with the lowered threshold now, even if it's not quite enough, do you think people will participate, or how can they be sort of found and encouraged to participate?
I think they will participate because people are already doing so with the crowd equity funding regulations that are there now with the Jobs Act. I mean, you can today go to several websites that are vetted and you can invest even if you're not accredited. And I've seen, in our case, I've seen a company in our portfolio have 3,000 or 4,000 investors put in $100, $200. My own mother, who is 72, became an angel investor for the first time, putting money behind a company that did crowd equity. So I know that it happens and it's popular, it's exciting, and it's effective. You know, if you think, I don't know what the percentage is, but if it's, let's say it's 10 to 20% of the companies are able to do that. Why not all of them?
Arlen Hamilton at Backstage Capital speaking with Molly Wood. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.